A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra, Kuf Yutes, Baba Basra 119, pagination is 237. We're starting about a quarter of the way down, two dots in middle of the line, and then we begin. V'shahaya b'char, notel shnei chalakim. And because Tzalafchad was a firstborn, he takes two portions in the property of his father, Chefer. We're dealing with the case of the Benos Tzalafchad in Parshas Pinchas. They approach Moshe and say, we have no brothers, we're entering Eretz Yisrael now. We would like, as the daughters of Tzalafchad, who has passed on, to be the inheritor and get the land assigned to the family as we enter the land of Israel. And our Mishnah told us that they indeed inherited their father's portion, their grandfather Hefer's portion, and the double portion that Tzalafchad had in his father Hefer's possessions, because Tzalafchad was a Bechor, a firstborn. The mitzvah of giving a Bechor, a firstborn, Pishnayim, double, is found in the beginning of Parshas Kisetze, and that rule applies even today. The firstborn, according to biblical inheritance, would get double portion. It has certain parameters, of course, some of which we'll see today. But in short, for those who do not want the firstborn to get a double portion, there is a mechanism that we've mentioned of giving a gift. There's a method of giving a gift before one dies, and the only concept that we have restricting that is that some portion of assets should be left for Torah inheritance distribution, so that the Bechor does indeed get a double portion in a section of the assets, perhaps a savings account that's left for the purpose, independent of whatever gifts are given, for the purpose of inheritance, where the boys would get, the sons would get, not the daughters, and that the firstborn would get a double portion in that distribution. Again, the rest of the assets could be distributed according to the will if this gift mechanism, the halachic loophole, is put into place. In any case, dealing with our Gemara, the Gemara asks, Va'amai, why do the daughters of Tzalafchad get a double portion? Ra'uihu, the property that's coming to them through Tzalafchad is property being inherited from Chefer, which was not available at the time of Chefer's passing, and therefore it's called Ra'ui, it's called something fitting to come but not yet here. And we have a rule, Ve'ena b'char nota b'ra'ui kivimuchzak, a Bechor does not get in something destined to come as he does in something that is here at the time of his father's passing. Let's delve into this halacha and appreciate it. When Chefer dies, his son Tzalafchad, who is a Bechor, gets double portion in the property of his father. However, it only applies to things that are here now. Something that's ra'ui, fitting to come, such as in halacha siman reishayin ches, the example is given, milve, a loan was paid up after the passing of the father. So at the moment that the property was moved from the father to the children, this money was not here. It came later. It's ra'ui, it's fitting to be here, but it's not here yet. The loan wasn't paid up. Yorshim osake echad, all the brothers get equally, and Bechor, the firstborn, does not get his double portion. And so the Gemara wonders, the property that's being given to Chefer is being given to him, presumably, at the time that they are ready to enter the land of Israel. So the people who were Yotzei Mitzrayim, the people who left Mitzrayim, get a portion, and that portion is now being inherited years after the passing of Chefer, and therefore Tzalafchad should not get a double portion. The Gemara answers, if you'll skip three lines, Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Eretz Yisrael muchzekesi. Eretz Yisrael was so firmly promised to those who left Mitzrayim that it's considered muchzek, it's considered already in hand. And as such, at the time of Chefer's passing, Tzalafchad was indeed able to inherit a double portion, and it's that double portion that he grants to his daughters. The Gemara continues. Meisvei, we ask. Amar Rav Chitka said, Shimon HaShekmoni hayalichave mitamidei Rabbi Akiva. Shimon HaShekmoni was a colleague of mine among the students of Rabbi Akiva. V'kach hayarav Shimon HaShekmoni Omer, and this is what he said. Yodeya haya Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew shebenos Tzalafchad yarshosheim, that the daughters of Tzalafchad should inherit. Avaloa yodeya, but he didn't know, imnotlos chelik bechora imlav, if they should get the extra portion of their father's firstborn. Uru'uya isa parshas nachlos likosav ayidei Moshe. And really, this entire law should have been known to Moshe and should have been written based on Moshe, and we shouldn't have needed the story of the daughters of Tzalafchad. Ela shazachu b'nos Tzalafchad v'nichteva al yadon. But the daughters of Tzalafchad merited that this halacha should be credited on them, that they were the catalyst for this law. Let's move on to the second side of the page. Second line, v'isaka daitach, and if you're thinking, Eretz Yisrael mochzekes, that Eretz Yisrael is considered already owned by their grandfather, and everything was just known and clear, ma'ika mistapkele, what was Moshe wondering about? What was it that concerned him that he wasn't sure about this allocation? And the Gemara answers, he gufo ka mistapkele. You're right, that's precisely what Moshe was wondering about. Is Eretz Yisrael muchzekes to the Yotzei Mitzrayim? Was it considered already in hand, in the hands of Chefer, such that upon his passing, Tzalafchad gets a double portion, and that's the double portion, when it's finally distributed, that goes to his daughters? Now, the Sma in Shulchan Aruch makes sure that we appreciate a distinction here between the case of Eina Notel Bira'ui, where a firstborn would not get something that's fitting to come, but isn't yet here, as opposed to a different case where Notel Pishnayim Bekever, Tzalafchad, is receiving a double portion, even though he's already dead. His Bechor's status still holds sway. Let's consider, for example, a case where we have Yaakov, a Bechor, and he has a father, Yitzchak, and a grandfather, Mesushelach, who lives longer than his son, Yitzchak. So when Yitzchak dies, and Yaakov's alive as a Bechor, Yaakov certainly gets the inheritance of double in the property of his father, Yitzchak. But now Yitzchak has passed away. When the grandfather, Mesushelach, who lived longer than his son, finally dies, Yaakov, who's a Bechor, is not going to get a double portion in the portion of his grandfather, Mesushelach. Because Mesushelach's property goes to his son Yitzchak, who's already dead, and it's called Ra'ui. It was fitting to come, but it wasn't here at the time that Yitzchak passed. And therefore, Yaakov, even though he's a Bechor, will not get a double portion in the property of Mesushelach. Consider a different case where the Bechor is the person who's deceased. And we will see that there is a double inheritance even though the Bechor is not alive. Take our case where the Benos Tzalavch had come to Moshe claiming the double portion of their father Tzalavchad. So in this case, Tzalavchad is the Bechor, and he has passed away. The daughters of Tzalavchad are claiming the property of Chefer, their grandfather, who is now dying. Now, in our case, Chefer didn't really die after Tzalavchad necessarily, but the property that he's giving at the time that they enter the land of Israel, and therefore, for all intents and purposes, he is activating an inheritance after his son, Tzalavchad, the Bechor, is already dead. Nevertheless, what emerges clearly is that a Bechor can receive a double portion bekever, because he's the Bechor. He's going to get the double portion bekever in the grave and grant that to his daughters, his children. Again, if the Bechor is the person who's alive and he's trying to get double portion in property that is first coming now to his father, that's called Ra'ui. That's called not here at the time of passing, appeared now, you don't get double. But if the Bechor is the person who's Bekever, and that person's father now dies, so then yes, at the time of passing, the Bechor status is active, and therefore the grandfather will grant his son the Bechor a double portion when he passes, and that double portion will be inherited by the living grandchildren. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.